Hey, what's up? This is Hoodie Allen, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We got a great show for you today. The one and only Hoodie Allen. Hoodie Allen joins me on the phone to talk about his show here in Houston tonight at the House of Blues. And also, we discuss his new album, The Hype, which is available everywhere right now, even on YouTube for free. You can find the music. If you want the music, you can find the music. We talk about an assortment of things, including collaborations with Wale and Ed Sheeran that he has, and also his opinions and thoughts on, I think, two of the greatest of all time, Larry David and Eminem. We talk about all that and more. I told him, I said, you picked a hell of a time to come to Houston. You picked the greatest time ever to come to the H. And I think he's going to benefit from a really hot crowd at the House of Blues. So let's go to that interview right now. Hoodie Allen on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Hoodie Allen joins me on the show right now. He's got a big show tonight here in H-Town, House of Blues, going down a little bit later. Hoodie, you picked a hell of a time to come to Houston.
Yeah, right? I mean, the timing kind of, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but we're here.
I think it's great. You know, the city's hyper. We're excited. You know, first championship in nearly two decades in any sport. So you picked a great time. I think you're going to enjoy your show tonight at the House of Blues. You know, I wanted to ask you this because I talked to several touring artists and they always tell me something different. People say that Houston fans have a feel. Have you ever performed in Houston before?
Yeah. I performed in Houston a lot, but it always seems to be, in the past, it was always on Sundays. So it's nice to do it on a Saturday, which is a great night for people to go out and have fun. So I'm excited.
No, definitely. And it's going down at the House of Blues one more time. It's you're promoting the new album, The Hype. It's out now. You can get it on all streaming platforms. This is what I wanted to ask you, though. You had an album come out last year, and then now you double back about a year and some change later, almost, well, it's 16, 18 months later, you have another album. A lot of times, you know, artists will take 2, 3, maybe even 4 years between projects. But now, I guess, since we're in the streaming digital age, we feel like we're forced to release more content more regularly. Was that the reason you kind of were so close in between the release? You had an album in 2016, 2017? Or did you just feel like you had a complete body of work and you were ready to put something out?
Well, you know what's so funny is that I actually think that this was, like, the longest gap of time I've done between albums. Like, you're right. People definitely want music all times. And, like, I'm already planning my next one to come out, like, early 2018. So, yeah, you got to give the people music. But no, I felt ready with this one. And I was really excited to give people the hype. And I'm very pleased with how people liked it so far.
And you got to work with a couple of people on the album. One of the guys that you worked with is Wale. Wale's been on the show before. I've gotten to spend some time with Wale. Really interesting guy. Really entertaining guy. Really intelligent guy. How did that collaboration come between you and Wale?
I've known Wale for a while. I actually booked him to play at my college when I was like 19 years old. So I've been a fan, a fan of his for a really long time. So, yeah, that kind of just came through a mixture of a mutual friend that we have, as well as, like, you know, Twitter friendship that we had, and just, you know, kind of, it's just a random assortment of times, but he's been a really nice guy to me since the day I met him, and it was amazing to have him on the album.
And, you know, you have, like, an eclectic group of people who, you know, collaborate with, and I kind of want to know, like, you have Wale, you had Ed Sheeran before, who obviously, you know, people know about. What was the way? Like, how do you go about selecting your collaborations? I think every artist has their own thing. Do you have to be a fan? Is it something that just organically happens? Do you plan it out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm an independent artist. I don't have a record label or anything like that. So any collaboration that I've done has really come from a friendship. It's come from, like, a place where I know the person and we're like, hey, let's make a song. So that's usually the best way for things to happen anyway. So, yeah, with Wale and with Ed, you know, I'm just lucky that I've met them over the years, you know.
No, yeah, for sure. No, I can understand. Those are some great chance encounters, I guess. But, you know, when you talk about, you know, we talk about the age that we're in now, everything moves so fast. And, you know, that's a criticism of everything. But a lot of times these great projects, you know, will come out and it seems like we talk about them for 1-2 weeks and then they almost drop off the face of the map, you know, as far as the conversation goes about it. What do you think is the way? How do you break through? How do you continue people talking about an album after it's released? You know, even this even happened to Jay-Z. He drops an amazing album before 44. And then I feel like 3-4 weeks later, it just kind of is like, okay, yeah, he released an album. That's great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I agree with you. It seems like more than ever, so many artists are putting out so much music on a week-to-week basis that, yeah, for a fan of music, you know, it's amazing you have so many albums, but it does make it harder for you to sort of keep your conversation on one project that for a long time. But you know what? I think the solution to that, well, there is no solution, but I think for an artist's perspective, you just have to make stuff for your fans, for your, you know, core people who love you, because those people are the ones who are going to be playing it over and over again, even if it doesn't seem like it's going on Twitter every single day. You know, they'll keep streaming it. They'll keep coming back to it. You got to make music for them.
No, yeah, I think that's always the best approach. Make the music for the people that love you. You have a lyric in one of your songs where you said, "You're Larry David and Miles Davis." Now, you became my favorite person in the world when anyone brings up Larry David. I think that guy's amazing. Explain the lyric, "Larry David and Miles Davis." I just got to know are you a big fan of Curb or where does that come from?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I'm a big fan of Curb. I also kind of thought that those two represented like a very nice combined spirit animal for me. You know, I'm a Jewish guy from New York who's kind of sarcastic and a little bit funny, and Miles Davis is a soulful cat, and you know, in all of that, I was trying to say I got soul and I won't quit. So something that seemed like Miles Davis, Larry David, Hoodie Allen combo.
What do you think of this new season of Curb? Are you enjoying it? Because I was a little afraid. I didn't know. I mean, I believe in all things Larry David, but I was just hoping that he wouldn't like take that gap and then lose a step. Have you watched the new season?
Yeah, it's been a little bit hard while on tour. So I think I'm like 2 episodes behind right now. But I love Larry. I even saw the play that he did on Broadway like about a year ago. So
Fish in the Dark. Right?
Yeah. So I thought that was so good, so funny. So I'm a big fan of his, and you know, I couldn't ever really imagine not in laughing and enjoying Curb Your Enthusiasm. So it's a pass for me. I definitely love it.
So I think, you know, I think Hoodie Allen, I think you inhabit this interesting space in hip hop, right? Like you have this crazy crossover appeal, this mainstream appeal. You know, I've heard your music be described as pop rap at times, right? But you know, it's like you exist on the internet. Like your internet presence is actually incredible. You look at your videos, millions and millions of views on the internet. Do you feel like you exist in a space to where it's like you're right there on the precipice of like mega stardom, but you're still like this big internet fan favorite?
Truly, I just kind of still feel like a normal guy, like same I was before anybody cared about the music. I definitely give credit to the internet for everything. You know, whether it was freaking MySpace in 2010 all the way to, you know, Twitter and Instagram now, you know, people have found my music in a lot of different ways, and I appreciate it because it's allowed me to tour all over the world. But no, mega stardom doesn't really feel like something that I can relate to, but I do feel very grateful for the fan base that I have. And if there's anyone listening who wants to check out the music, it's free to do so. So go do it.
Yeah, do it right now. I do it for you.
Do it right now. Stop listening. Go do it.
Hey, this is what I wanted to ask you. You know, we live in such a political climate recently, and I'm not going to ask you about politics, but I wanted to ask you about Eminem made a lot of waves, right? With this freestyle that he did on the BET Awards. I wanted to ask you about it. Not from the content. I don't care about the political message. It was what it was. People can feel about it how they feel about it. But when it comes to the technical ability of rapping and putting words together and making things rhyme and coming up with wordplay, I don't know if you saw the freestyle. I'm assuming you did, but if you didn't, Eminem just, I mean, it's kind of crazy. It makes me want to just press pause when I'm watching the video and just stop and try to digest how incredible this guy is. I mean, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely one of the most technically skilled rappers that I can think of as an influence for myself. Everything is just so tightly packed, multisyllabic.
I can never say it either.
I would definitely describe him that way. And I feel like, he gives fans a lot to digest, and there's always like an extra punchline, an extra metaphor and innuendo in there that you probably goes over your head the first time you listen to it.
And I'm sure people ask you this before, but I mean, is that a dream collaboration? We talked about Wale, Ed Sheeran. Would you love to do a track with him, or who would be on your list?
Oh man. I mean, yeah, Eminem would be amazing. Andre 3000 is probably my favorite rapper of all time, from Outkast.
Oh man. He's incredible. I just, my favorite rap song ever is International Players Anthem. Obviously I'm from Houston.
Yes,
so
me too.
Is that okay?
Yes.
The way Andre 3000 starts that off. I mean, everyone in that song, it's just so beautifully done, but Andre 3000 just sets the bar so high. I just always have wanted, as everyone has, I want that Andre's 3000 solo album, damn it. And he's not going to give it to us. I know he's not. He's probably holding this hard drive full of incredible music. But International Players Anthem is by far my favorite rap song.
Yes, legendary song. And, Andre, definitely, we all want to hear that album. But, either way, you've given us so much music that we're thankful for it.
No, for sure. So, I wanted to ask you this earlier. So you say you dropped an album in 2016, dropped one, The Hype, which you're on tour for right now, show at House of Blues tonight, 7 p.m. Here in Houston, Texas, off Caroline Street. But you released an album 2016, 2017, 2018. It's almost like you're trying to live up to your name of Hoodie Allen. Woody Allen drops a film every year. He releases a movie, writes one, directs one every year. Is that kind of the thought process there? Or is it just... Or is it just like a nonstop grind? Like, I want more music. I'm creating the best music of my life right now, and I just want to continue to release it.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
You didn't know that? Oh yeah, that's his thing. He writes and films and directs and releases a movie every year.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. For me, it's really just, this is what I love to do, and it almost is an accident that there's a new project every year, but I guess it comes just from trying to stay working hard and putting stuff out consistently. So yeah, no, that's really all the thought process is.
No, definitely. Well, you have the show tonight, House of Blues. We're all excited. You're here in Houston. You picked, like I said, a hell of a time to come out to set the city on fire even more than it already is. So Hoodie Allen, and where can people get the new album? Is it on all streaming services, I'm assuming?
My YouTube channel for anyone who can't afford a subscription music service, and you can buy the physical album on my website if you're feeling crazy.
we live in crazy times. Someone might actually go out and get a CD one of these days. Well, Hoodie, I really appreciate it. You can find you online everywhere, hoodieallen.com. Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Look forward to playing tonight in Houston.
Hey, all right, Hoodie Allen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
My pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?